AZHomeless to 44321 and make a donation today. Your donation may be eligible for an Arizona tax credit.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Octong America. This radio shows the armed wing of the right wing in America. For we know that we are a world at war. I brazenly broadcast from the KFNX studio Führerbunker as my commandos surround the station with arms drawn. To protect this powerful radio signal and enigma message as it reaches the gridirons, cities, farms and ranches of America. I stand before you tonight as the German will now speak to the nation. And I speak to you all on the captured battle flags and banners of our enemies. In you, you are the future, and you are a revolution in my glorious listeners, full of pride in your family, neighborhood, and nation, and armed to the teeth. The powerful adrenaline and righteous anger rises up in you like a tsunami and volcano eruption as you see your nation constantly attacked by enemies foreign and domestic, as you are constantly assailed and assaulted in the mass media, on the street, and by the Democrat Marxist Party. But you are not alone, my friend. You are finally among your fighting legions. And I am your Germanic warlord. And I have invoked the ancient Germanic gods, Thor and Odin, to light the way for us with their powerful lightning bolts. Because we know, just like in ancient Rome, it's always the enemy within. Now, President Trump grounded House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today, and the carnage on Capitol Hill sounded like this.
We believe this is completely inappropriate by the president.
Sorry, it's petty and ridiculous.
Yes, I think it was appropriate.
And demeans the presidency as almost a daily occurrence.
It's pretty outrageous to tell the enemies of the United States that the third person in line to the presidency, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, is on her way to a war zone. That's pretty outrageous.
I think Nancy Pelosi ought to stay in town and solve the problem.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
We're not going to allow the President of the United States to tell the Congress it can't fulfill its oversight responsibilities, it can't ensure that our troops have what they need, whether our government is open or closed.
Well, I think government is shut down right now. I think it'd be an opportune time that we can work and get government back open.
This is obviously an action directed at the Speaker. And we think, as far as we can tell, this has never happened in the annals of congressional history.
She has been clear. She will do nothing to fund the border. Does that make any sense to anybody? No, it doesn't make any sense to anybody. So I think she ought to stay here. Stay here until it gets done.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
This makes no sense, especially when the House has passed a series of bills that would keep the government open. So
Nancy Pelosi has been grounded by President Trump. And this is the Toxic Masculinity Show your mother warned you about. There is nowhere else you'll be able to run to. This is the last stand. If America falls, China is licking its chops over invading Taiwan, Australia, and New Zealand. They will surely invade those countries to conquer more territory. You, in real America, are their only obstacles to conquest in the Asian Pacific states. The first American republic is dead. Voting in more of the same rhinos and Democrats will not change the government or your life. The first American republic is gone. It is not going to come back easily. Unless there is monumental change. While I say this, just know that another migrant caravan has embarked from Honduras on the way to the southern border of America. They will surely cry, scream, and demand to get in the country that your ancestors conquered. Your ancestors fought the Crusades against the militant Muslim swine. We need to form our own armies yet again. Now we are right back where we started from. They say that words mean things, and words are very powerful in the America of today. In this episode, as well as all others, I will delve into some serious and intense subjects for America. Many of you are not ready to hear it yet, so if you are easily offended or label yourself as a liberal snowflake, then turn the dial now. The show is not for you. For I've said many times that I am not looking for masses and masses of people who feel captive. I only want the most loyal, the most intense, and the most formidable and fanatical radio listeners to be tuned in to this show. I only want the most elite radio combat units to be part of the Von Wiehunt Army and Special Forces. So if you're new to the show, we welcome you to our Bavarian beer hall where no subject is taboo, unlike other rhino radio talk shows at other stations you may hear about. No! Here, you can speak your mind. The filter is only your own mind. Our beer hall is righteous, but you are not censored by the mainstream Bolshevik media. There's no one yanking your microphone or chain to bind you down. There's no one silencing you. But if you are offended easily or have sensitive ears, if you are a craven lunatic who feels he or she must be part of only a polite liberal society, then do yourself a favor and join the downtrodden and huddled masses for this show is too strong for your delicate ears. And tonight we'll start the show from Russia with love.
From Russia with love, I fly to you. Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia. case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there a man I suddenly knew. To you from Russia with love.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive five of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Join us for Everything Holistic, the Mind-Body-Spirit Connection, Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Tune in while we explore spiritual, metaphysical, and holistic topics. We hope to join you on your spiritual journey.
Looking for something a little different than the normal talk show? Tune in to the Marcus Giovanni Show for information on business, technology, entertainment, and politics as he shares his vision to build massive swarms of conversation on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com. Marcus Giovanni, unlike anything else in radio. Just Google Marcus Giovanni and do it now.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
There's quite a big difference in just living and living well. The aim of the Successful Living Show is life and how you live it. Join John and Millie every Tuesday at 11 a.m. for Successful Aging, only on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here tonight. We have many callers. Please hold. We have a very special VIP guest for you tonight coming up very shortly. This is infamous episode 150, another milestone, the star date of 1/17/2019. your favorite show. And this is the Trump Wall Showdown show special tonight. Now, our VIP guest coming up here is Dr. Warren, the author of a great book, The Boy Crisis. So stay tuned for that. We all know that there's a war on men and boys in America. There's an old saying that you never know your wife until you first meet her in court.
She finds me, oh, run though I may. She's
Yes, beware of the Queen of Spades. Great song by Styx. Now, we know that the mainstream media in America is now a self-serving institution. The talking heads on TV news and the mass media elitists on both coasts now think that they are the only truth-tellers in America. They feel that they are the arbiters of truth and that only they are the arbiters of real truth and decency in America. The media portray themselves as a special clique of people who on purpose set themselves apart from the nation, and they are part of the Bolshevik media plot inside America. The media treat themselves as a very special part of America, and this is a primary irritant, an annoyance to the real working people of the nation. Now, the members of the mass media only believe that the First Amendment is a special preserve designed just for them. This is why they believe that the freedom of the press is only for them and not for you. The media don't mind when any Democrat vitriol is directed at the people that they don't like, such as gun owners, such as Trump supporters, such as talk radio listeners. Let's get Gunner on the line, if we can. Patch him through while we're waiting for Dr. Farrell. Gunner, are you there tonight?
I am, General.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Fine. I'm a little nervous. It seems you have peered into my personal safe and observed my arsenal.
Good. Yes, I have. I have a very distinct remote viewing techniques that I'm very good at. Very skilled at.
I was out sharpening my marksmanship this afternoon.
Fantastic.
Indeed, I was.
Getting ready for the invasion. The UN armies do want to patrol our streets. They do, Gunner, want to confiscate our weapons. Your thoughts?
Well, my observation is all of the, it would seem the prophecies preceding the end times have been met. If I may go biblical on you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much left other than, the mayhem prior to the rapture, and then it's no longer in our hands.
Right. What are you and your family and your friends doing to prepare, Gunner?
Well, I have supplies, and I have skills, and I have necessary artilleries. After that, I'm going to leave the rest to the man above, to God himself.
Yes. What are your thoughts on Nancy Pelosi being grounded by President Trump today? And before I get your answer, I want to let you know that facelift Pelosi wanted to meet with, I believe, her Russian handlers in Brussels. We all know that Brussels is the international spying capital of the world. Is Pelosi a Russian agent? Did Nancy Pelosi collude with Putin or other Russians? Is Nancy Pelosi a Russian spy? Is that why she rushed to the military plane to avert and leave, to flee the country? What are your thoughts, sir?
Oy, that's a tough one. Is she that smart? I think she's just too much of a play actor that she just does whatever people tell her to do. Now, Dianne Feinstein, on the other hand, that's a dangerous one.
Well, I am saying what the liberal media is about every move Trump makes is somehow it's involved with the Russian cabal. And they're saying that Trump's a Russian agent, so I flip it on them, Gunnar, and I say, is Nancy Pelosi, is she the real Russian spy in our government? Is she colluding with Vladimir Putin and the Politburo and the Kremlin? What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, if for the sake of entertainment, perhaps. But I mean, the media is a joke. She's a joke. She can barely be coherent. I think she can't be lucid. I really think she's got trouble. And another indicator is, have you ever heard the story about the pharmaceutical delivery boy in the D.C. area?
Yes.
Of all the Alzheimer meds that he distributes throughout the area, et cetera, those kind of mind-assisting drugs.
I think Nancy's taking all of them, and I do believe she's a Russian spy. My thoughts tonight, sir. Gunnar, thank you so much. Spread the good word about Nancy being a spy. Have a good night, sir. Let's get Dr. Warren on, and before I put him on the air live here, folks, he's the special guest tonight. Our VIP guest, the author of The Boy Crisis, Dr. Warren Farrell. Why our boys are struggling and what we can do about it. Dr. Farrell is currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. Dr. Farrell, are you there tonight, sir? Let's patch him through.
Can you hear me?
I can. Here. Yes, sir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Yes, sir. And tell us a bit about your book and the White House Council and what you've been up to. We had you on the air last fall, and here we are again.
Yes. The thought for the book came really 20, 30 years ago when I was speaking around the world on other books I was writing, and people like teachers in Japan and Australia were coming up to me and saying, you know, boys are having more problems in my class than girls are. And so I started checking into that, and about 11 years ago, I saw some studies that eventually resulted in giving me the information to find out that the boys in the 63 largest developed nations were falling behind girls in either every or almost every subject, but especially in reading and writing. And reading and writing are the two biggest predictors of how successful you'll be. And so I started looking further and finding it that they, you know, dropped out of high school much more frequently. They were the ones that dropped out of high school, more than 20% had were on the unemployment line in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And those boys were far more likely to commit crimes and go to prison. And so I started looking at what is there that these developed nations have in common. And what I saw that they had in common was they either were children of divorce or children of unmarried women. But particularly the children of divorce who had minimal or no contact with their dads after divorce, what I call dad-deprived children, and also children of women who had children when they were under 30 and they were not married. And when they weren't married, There were three groups of children. One was the group that didn't even know who their father was.
Please hang on, sir. We will get. I want you to hang on with that
sure.
Great thought, sir. We're going to a quick break here, a hard break. When we return, we will talk in depth about the war on boys and men and their struggle to be free and independent and to be well adjusted in America. I shall return.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
President Trump's dust up with Democrats over border wall funding escalated today when the president denied House Speaker Nancy Pelosi the use of a military aircraft for an official visit to Belgium and Afghanistan. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger says it doesn't make sense.
This is stupid. This is the dumbest way to do government. When we take an issue we disagree on, like immigration, that I think is actually really easy to solve, it's going to take both sides getting a little something they want and something they don't want to make this done, to get this done.
In Chicago, a judge has found three police officers not guilty of covering up details in the killing of black teenager Laquan McDonald or special prosecutor Patricia Brown Holmes.
We do hope that this has been a crack in the wall of the code of silence and that others will think twice about engaging in conduct that might land them in an investigation such as this.
Stocks closed higher. The Dow ended up 163 points. The S&P added 20. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For tonight, there's a chance for showers with a mostly cloudy skies at a low of 52. Have a mostly sunny Friday with a high of 70. It'll be clear Friday night at a low of 44. Have sunshine Saturday with a high of 69. Have a mostly sunny Sunday or high of 72. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 61 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Conference play is underway and the Sun Devils are gearing up for some duck hunting. The men's basketball team hosts Oregon as they fly south into a whiteout at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, January 19th. Wear your white Sun Devil gear and make sure to arrive early for the fast break tailgate in the Desert Arboretum. The tailgate opens at 6 p.m. Admission is free and food and drink are available for purchase. The game tips off at 7:30 p.m. and visit sundeviltickets.com to get your ticket today. That's sundeviltickets.com.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. It's like, isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on The Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible-thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
The Von Wehunt Show is back. We have some breaking news that Nancy Pelosi's on a bus trying to get back home to her Washington compound or condo. She's safe. She's off the plane, but her bus is stuck in traffic. That's thought you'd like to know. Our sponsor tonight is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Diamonds, gold, coins, and guns. 2535 East Bell Road, North Phoenix. Get down there. Call the show and you enter into the gold coin giveaway each month. Now let's get back to Dr. Warren Farrell. Let's patch him through. Doctor, are you there, sir?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, as you were saying about the war on men and boys.
Yes, I was saying that I started getting into understanding that there was a boy crisis, or potentially was a boy crisis, when I started looking at the boys in the 63 largest developed nations that were all that were falling behind girls in almost every significant area of development. And you know, one of those areas was, and I ultimately was able to trace down 10 causes for the boy crisis. But of those 10 causes, by far and away, the biggest one was boys that didn't have significant father involvement, or what I came to call dad-deprived boys. And these boys were mostly in families of divorce, and also in families where women under 30 had children without being married. And in the United States, as you probably know, today, 53% of women under 30 who have children without being married.
Wow.
And that leads to one of three things. One is the children don't know their dads, even who they are. Number two, they know their dads, but they know them very minimally in terms of contact. Or number three, the father and mother live with each other when they're when the child is born, but the child on average doesn't see the father much at all or at all after the age of 3.5 to 4. And so in those two groups, the divorce groups and the mothers that are not in intact families, those were the two groups where the boy crisis resides. And when I say the boy crisis resides there, I mean not just, you know, boys are feeling badly. I'm talking about, you know, all the opioid epidemic that we've been hearing about.
Yes.
This is largely a 2-to-1 ratio of drug overdose deaths by boys. We hear about suicides. Boys' suicides have been going way up. Girls have been close to leveling off, and the boys' suicide rate is now 4 times what it is girls. But that doesn't speak to the fact that in the at the age of 9, boys and girls have suicide at exactly the same rate. At the ages of 10 to 14, boys have suicide at twice the rate of girls, 15 to 19, 4 times the rate, 20 to 24, almost 6 times the rate. And so we know what I... concerned me then is, you know, why is, you know, there are so many dimensions of problems that boys are having, but you very rarely hear of the boy crisis, or the problems that boys are having are sort of met with a cultural shrug, and they're met with also, you know, hashtag Me Too, there's toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. Gillette ad, there's toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
The American Psychological Association, who should be understanding more than anything else what boys are about and having empathy for boys, they are, you know, mostly attacking masculinity. And masculinity, like femininity, needs to be rethought, and we need to evolve, and we need to change to the times. But you don't start out by, as in the Gillette ad, by attacking what you're hoping to improve.
Exactly. The Gillette ad, they've been attacking men in this country, Doctor, for many, many years, as you know. And the single biggest, I think, the biggest wave of suicide and drug overdose, like you said, are boys with minimal or no father involvement at all. And these boys are much more vulnerable to depression, lack of motivation, and therefore obesity and even diabetes and other diseases. Your thoughts, sir?
Yes, and the important thing for us to know is why. We all care about our children. And so what is there about father involvement that leads to children with father involvement, and especially boys, doing so much better? And one of the things in doing the research for the boy crisis that I discovered was that there's about 9 differences between dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting. I'll get one of those differences, for example, is roughhousing. And, you know, when a mom typically looks at a dad roughhousing, she sort of like feels like, oh my God, I've just got one more child to monitor here. And, you know, she's trying to be nice and not interfere and sees that the kids are having a lot of fun. So, all right, I'll stay away from it. But she's thinking in her mind's eye, sooner or later, I know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to end up crying, or somebody's head's going to get hit, and they're going to come, Mom, crying to Mommy. And so, but nevertheless, she lets it go on. And ultimately, she's about 100% likely to be right. The children either cry or hit their head on something, or something happens. And dad's response is usually, why did that happen? It happened, Jimmy, because you put your elbow into your younger sister's eyes. That's not allowed. I know you're excited about trying to pin me down in this wrestling match, but you can't do this and you can't do that to pin me down. And if you do it, if you continue that anymore, there'll be no more roughhousing tonight. And mom is looking and saying, wait a minute. They've just hurt themselves, and now you're giving them another chance to do more roughhousing.
Right.
He is a child they have to monitor. And what the mom doesn't understand, and the dad doesn't understand, because parenting books don't teach dads that roughhousing is good for empathy. They don't teach dads that roughhousing helps children distinguish between being assertive versus aggressive. And dad doesn't read these things and doesn't explain to mom that when he requires the children to think of each other rather than just pinning him down without regard for each other, and then he takes the roughhousing away from them if they don't think of the other one. The data now is very clear that children that do roughhousing with their dad or their mom, by the way, they are more likely to develop empathy because they're required to think of their children, their sisters or brothers' needs. And if they don't think of their sisters and brothers' needs, they lose what they want, which is roughhousing. And so they then learn to have emotional intelligence under fire. If mom just says, think of your sisters and brothers' needs, it's okay, mom, yep. No problem. And then they go ahead and, don't think of their sisters and brothers' needs when they get really excited and want to pin dad down. Then mom says, I think I told you to think of your sisters and brothers' needs and be sensitive to them. And the kids don't respond because the excitement of roughhousing is far greater than the threat of mom just repeating herself.
Right.
But when they know they're going to lose the roughhousing, that's when they have to put the attention more to thinking about their sisters and brothers' needs, because that does compete effectively with losing the roughhousing.
God, so true about parenting today. And here's a stat that came out, Doctor, that 50% of young men ages 18 to 34 now live with their parents in America. We've all heard of the basement dwellers and the millennials. Your thoughts on that, sir? We have about one more minute here.
Yes, absolutely. 66 boys at the age of 30 and in the age range that you mentioned are 66% more likely to live with their dads and moms as their sisters are. This used to be, as I'm sure you know, the reverse of this.
Yes.
And this is because, it's mainly because boys without dads do not get good boundary enforcement statistically, and therefore they don't have postponed gratification. Without postponed gratification, they don't have a sense of purpose, and they are not able to complete things like homework or rehearse drills for a basketball team. They start feeling like failures. Nobody approves of them. They withdraw into video games. They get depressed. With boy-girl time, they withdraw into porn because porn is access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection at a price that they can afford. And so then they become addicted to porn, which only makes girls more disgusted with them. And then they get more depressed and go back into porn. And you get the picture.
I do. It's a vicious cycle. Many of our people out there are suffering from that right now.
Yep.
Doctor, I thank you so much. And how can folks get your book?
Thank you for asking. Amazon is having a sale on the boy crisis right now. So if money is an issue, then Amazon makes that pretty easy. If it isn't an issue, a local bookstore is really a nice thing to support. Just ask for the boy crisis. And if they don't have it on hand, they'll be able to get it pretty quickly.
Fantastic. Now, you had some interesting stats, and I like your comment on emotional intelligence. That's one thing that all boys and men need to increase, I think, to be more effective in our world today. The Boy Crisis, folks. It's Why Our Boys Are Struggling. Excellent book by author Dr. Warren Farrell. Doctor, I thank you so much for being here on the Von Weekend Show.
It's such a pleasure to be with you tonight again.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful night.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, your boys and your young men in your life and your family are extremely important. The survival of America and our nation as it's going through throes of demolition by the Democrat Marxist Party and by enemies, foreign and domestic. Make your boys strong, as we need them here on this show and in this country. KFNX, 1100 AM. I shall be back.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Listen to Healthy House Call, Arizona's most popular live wellness talk radio show, featuring functional and integrated medicine, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM. Sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods. Come visit the real deal.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The Von Wehunt Show, intellectual and streetwise. We have the best of both worlds. Our VIP guest was Dr. Warren Farrell, The Boy Crisis. Get that book, Amazon.com, or find bookstores everywhere across America. We're offering hope in a troubled world as you are in this geopolitical sea of the world. We offer our hand to lift you up into our lifeboat as we pilot our ship away from the Titanic failure that is globalism, liberalism, and communism, and the media's war on men. So men out there, don't off yourself. Be kind to yourself. 22 suicides of American sailors and soldiers every day. It's a national travesty. Be close to your creator, because only then, in times of sheer distress, can you summon the armies of God to be at your beck and call, in legions of angels to draw their swords to defeat the evil menace that lurks in your life. Let it be written. Let it be said, his will be done. Now, we got some secret audio from the furloughed federal workers, and it goes like this.
Like, well, I was just trying to be helpful. Well, help yourself to a fucking science book because you're talking like a fucking retard. Now, come on, people. We've got to think. Damn it, they took our job. They took our job.
They took our job.
Yes, they took their jobs. Now, I said to many of my friends and colleagues that, look, the federal workers, we don't want or wish any economic pain on anyone in the country. But they are getting a dose of economic reality. No one came to my door, my friend's door, when we were laid off or our jobs ended or companies merged. They did outsourcing. Companies went bankrupt. CNN never came to my door with a camera crew. They never came to your door either. This happens all the time in the real economy. The furloughed federal workers, though tragic, they need to know that this is the real economy. They took those jobs because they thought the federal government would never close. We all know better. They should get used to shutdowns because this happened many times under President Clinton and Obama and Bush. They need to toughen up. Many of their federal salaries are very high. They have pensions, lots of benefits. So they're getting a dose again of economic reality that millions, millions of Americans have been dealing with their entire lives. Now we'll get Paul the Gladiator on here briefly. Let's patch him through from his North Valley compound. Paul, are you there?
I am here tonight.
How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing really good. And yeah, you're right. These government workers, you know, they didn't act like us as Americans putting away a little bit of money for a rainy day. They thought the government check was guaranteed all the time. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, they only missed one check so far.
It's not like
they haven't been getting paid every week, you know, for the last 5, 10, 25 years. They've been getting their paychecks.
That's right.
It's on them if they didn't save. And, you know, we had to strap our, you know, selves up, put the bootstraps on and go
look
for a job or do something part-time when things weren't good. And
CNN brings them on the channel, Paul, with their tears. And look, we all know why they're all wanting to interview them, because federal workers, 95% are all Democrats. And that's
right.
Their base. That's the people who watch CNN and MSNBC are federal workers. So, yeah, they want to interview them, and they want to get all the emotionalism for the cameras.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi wanting to leave the country when the government shut down.
That's right.
It just tells you that she is not willing to negotiate. And you know what? If she's not willing to negotiate, then they should actually censure her and get another Speaker of the House in place. She's not doing her job. That is part of her job description, to not only negotiate the House chamber, but also negotiate between the House and the presidential executive branch. And, you know, the Senate seems to be doing it okay. I don't know why the House of Representatives can't, because they're not all of Congress. She's acting as if she's all of Congress and that the senators don't matter. I think they should ground Feinstein, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, put them in a separate room than all the other senators in Congress, men and women, and you'll find that the rest of the people in the room will want to negotiate DACA for the wall.
Right.
You know, chain migration for the wall. Maybe chain migration and DACA for the wall. Okay, whatever you want, we'll give it to you. We'll build the wall, and then later we can deal with the chain migration issue. But,
I agree.
You know, Pelosi's just not willing to budge, and she's got Schumer twisted around her little finger. I don't get where this woman gets all this power, and why is she again the Speaker of the House? How did she, if she can negotiate that, then she should be able to negotiate DACA and chain migration for the wall.
I agree. Paul, thank you so much. It's because Pelosi's a witch, and she won't be flying anywhere for a while because Frank Sinatra took her seat.
Come fly with me, let's fly, away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
Sorry, Nancy, that seat's been taken. So take the bus. Our latest breaking news is Nancy Pelosi still stuck in traffic somewhere in D.C. And she's not made it home yet. Sorry, Nancy.
Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together.
That's right. Now, many people love the Von Weehan Show. In fact, millions of people in America are addicted to the Von Weehan Show each week. If you feel that you are losing control and possibly off the reservation, well, now help is here. We are glad you love the show. Now we have addiction counselors on standby in the studio tonight and every night to assist and help you. They are very sensitive to your needs and your demands to hear the Von Weehan Show every day of the week. They are aware of your need to be a toxic, masculine male. We will work towards making all of you true barbarians on the future battlefields of America in 2019 and beyond. If you are gender neutral, if you are one of those guys or gals, or you're not sure what sex you actually are, rest assured, that can also be treated by our qualified, sensitive, high-tech radio medical staff. Please call our KFX counselors each week. Tell us your story. We have many options available to you, including this live show, the podcast found on the KFX website, and the internet, and many strong and vibrant self-help groups all over the valley who meet to discuss the show, the callers, the VIP guests, the music, the host, and the fantastic talk content. Just know, and my interest in this addiction counseling, rest assured, is purely clinical. As we get you focused on immigration, refocused on the border, and making America great again. We thank you all. Just know there is a war on men and boys in America. We will fight them in the streets. We will fight them in the mountains and the valleys. This is Radio Free Western America. God bless you all, and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Phoenix? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Phoenix area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Phoenix is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to
to Van's Workshop. Text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.